Hello, my name is Brandon, and today we're going to talk about whether you should upgrade that aging, slower computer, or if you should just bite the bullet and go ahead and replace the whole system. A few things to look for. The first is, when is the computer sluggish? Is it sluggish when it first starts up? Is it sluggish as time goes on, the more you use it? There's different things that affect that. If it's sluggish to start up, you could have a hard drive that's filling up to, you know, to capacity. One way to fix that is if you're running a Windows operating system, disk cleanup helps with that. Go through and make sure that there's not a ton of programs that aren't necessary anymore that you don't use. You can get rid of those to free up space, because generally the hard drive operates best when you've got about 30% of free space on the drive left. If you just find yourself in a situation where you've got too much irreplaceable data on the drive, then it may be time to upgrade. If it's a lot of movies and audio files, things like that, you can get an external hard drive and transfer all of that media onto the external drive to free up the drive that's running your operating system. If the computer's slow after you've been using it for a while, then that's generally more indicative of RAM issues, so you'll want to upgrade the memory in the computer. This is relatively easy. RAM and cheap. RAM's really cheap these days, so if you're using a system that's 4-5 years old, then chances are you're using up a lot of the available RAM in the system by trying to multitask and open too many programs at the same time. Like I said, RAM upgrades are cheap. They're a really easy fix, and sometimes they can extend the life of your computer depending on how you use it for quite a while. So now we'll talk about situations where maybe it's not worth upgrading. If your computer is seriously out of date, and we can determine this by looking at the processor that's inside, if it's, you know, 5 or 6 generations behind and, you know, 6 or 7 years old, then there's a lot you can do to upgrade it that'll have temporary fixes. But as technology keeps going forward at the rate that it is, it's just those upgrades aren't going to last as fast as technology advances. So you'll be looking at wanting to upgrade the processor in the unit. That's always a good thing, a faster chip. But if you're 5 or 6 generations behind, more than likely the processor that's on the board, that series, upgrading to a new one in that will fit that socket is not going to be that big of an upgrade. So in that case, you would be looking at going to a newer series processor, which that would involve getting a new motherboard to support that. That motherboard runs the risk of requiring different RAM, so you'd have to upgrade the RAM. It's a possibility that the power supply that's in the current unit isn't going to power that new board with the new chip and the new RAM, so you'd have to upgrade that. And once you're that deep, you might as well just go ahead and replace the entire system. It's senseless to do piecework inside the case that you have, buying each part individually when you can. And this is depending on which kind of user you are. People like me, I would rather buy them piece at a time, but I'm a system builder, and I do it as a hobby, so that's the way I like to do it. But it's not the most economical way, you know, for the majority of people, when you can go down and get a pre-assembled system for, you know, a really good deal sometimes. So in that case, go ahead and scrap the whole thing, get a new computer, and be done with it. That's really all I have today. Thank you for listening.